my queens. You are the beautiful. Nurturer of great generation.
Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See.
Mother of the universe,
you are the beautiful.
You're not what
queen.
They say.
You are the beautiful.
You're not a female doll.
We're gonna start off with prayer first. And hi everyone. Hey Bridget. Thank you for tuning in today. And hi Tommy and everybody else who has come to hear what eyes can see have to say today. So, thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing me with this platform that I may be able to give knowledge and understanding as to what has happened to us and who we are and whose we are. Thank you, Father, that this message may go forth and teach your people about our stolen and lost history. In Jesus' name, amen. In Yeshua's name, I should say, amen. Because Jesus' name, that is the Greek form of his name. So we want to pretty much stick to the Hebrew of his name, who we are Hebrew people. So let's use the Hebrew name. So Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Okay, and getting into our message today, there are Canaanites among us. Why do we act the way that we do? Who are we as a people? I mean, geez, you know how we can say about ourselves, you know, what is wrong with us as a people? You know, we are okay. And then other times it's like, dang, really? Do they really belong to our people? You know, the way that people act, you know, and give us a bad rep, you know, give us a bad name for our actions. Well, all of this is for a reason, because as we're finding out and learning who we are, you know, and what has happened to us, then we learn that when we were in our own land, you know, before our exile, that the people around us in the land, you know, they tricked us, and they ended up marrying into our people. So they became one with us. So when we look at ourselves and we be like, geez, for real, are they truly a part of us? Well, this is because these are the Canaanites that have married into us. And then also know that we are a stiff-necked, hard-hearted people. You know, we are a type of people where, you know, when we see what other people are doing, or, you know, we want to be a part of what others are doing or who they are, then, you know, we have like stiff necks and hard hearts where we don't do what we're supposed to do. We always running after what somebody else is doing, you know, so that is our nature as well. But getting into this message, let's go with it. So melanated is real. This is what we're being punished for because of our stiff necks and hard hearts and our waywardness of who we are. We became haughty and trusting in the things that God gave us and how he dressed us up, you know, to be his royal diadem in the earth. The hold, you know, he created us to hold his statutes and laws and truth and to give them to the world. You know, he gave us these things to give to the world, but we trusted him, you know, just the things, you know, how he made us to be, how he, you know, made us to look. He made us to look so beautiful, you know, with beautiful stones all arranged on us and beautiful clothing and the best of food. And he just gave us so much and did so much for us that we start trusting in the things and not trusting in him, the supplier of the things. So let's read about this and see where we fell off at and see where we went wrong at. And to also see how others, you know, projected on us and made us even worse, you know, than what our true nature was. So let's see what this says. So we became defiled, running after other gods of other nations instead of proclaiming and being who Yahweh created us to be, to represent him in the earth, y'all, you know. So our story tells us that we inherited Canaan and Joshua, and the children were supposed to kill everything, kill everybody up in the land, y'all. But that didn't happen with everybody because some escaped and some were left in the land among us to help evict us later. You know, when Yahweh's day of vengeance came upon us. You know, these people, you know, the residue, the remnant of these people were left in the land so that they could, you know, further exile us at the time, you know, when that time came upon us because of our disobedience, you all. So, to say that is to say that, our story tell us, yeah, that we inherited Canaan and Joshua and the children were supposed to kill up everybody in the land, but some escaped. So we want to know who is Canaan, though. And Genesis 9 and 25 says that Canaan is cursed, that he shall be a servant to his brothers, but he shall be a servant of servants or slaves to Shem. Okay, so it is the land of the modern day of Israel. That's who Canaan is. You know, that's who the land of Canaan is. The inhabitants at that time looked just like us in hair and skin. You know, we all look the same. They were melanated people just as we are. And they had become one with us through marriage. So we are wondering what is wrong with some of us, you know, with our people, because it's like, you know, some of us just don't line up, you know, we go way beyond, we just do a bit too much, you know? So, the Canaanites are probably to blame along with our stiff necks and hard hearts with chasing every wind of doctrine and lining up behind everybody else. You know, that is what we do as a people. That's who we are, you know. So we must accept who we are so that we'll know what we need to change about ourselves and how we are to line up according to Yahweh's word, you know, for our lives. Okay, so Yahweh said, let the wheat grow with the tares, and he will separate them. So those who have married in among us, those, you know, who have become one with us, Yahweh said, let the wheat grow with the tares. He gonna separate everything, you know, so we don't have to worry about those that are among us making us look bad, you know, because Yahweh is gonna take care of them. So let's examine the ways of the Canaanites and what we have adopted from them, you know, because we have adopted their ways, you know, and it is also the way of the Amorites. And as I mentioned to you before, that, you know, the sins of the Amorites is what has come upon the world. And we're waiting for the sins of the Amorites to be fulfilled, as well as, you know, the times of the Gentiles to be fulfilled. You know, the sins of the Amorites, I'm gonna show you exactly what they are, because I'm going to read this thing to you. We're going to find that in Leviticus, okay? And but let's read what Ezekiel 16 says about, you know, who we were as a people, what happened to us, and why Yahweh even chose us to be his people, you know? So let's read about this thing, and let's put things into, you know, their right perspective, so that we can get a full understanding of what this is, how we all fit into this, why Yahweh even chose us, and what this is truly all about, y'all. Okay, so Ezekiel 16, the King James Version. And we have to use the word of God, y'all, because this is where our story is found. And this is what we can lay hands on. And this is what we can prove to say we're not the people that the world has claimed us to be. You know, we can claim our identity through the word of God, through the scriptures. So that is why I lay hold to the scriptures. And that is why Yahweh wants me to teach us who we are through the written word of God. Okay. So Ezekiel 16, again, Ezekiel 16 and 1, again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. So, hey, Jerusalem, wake up, Jacob. Your name is Israel. Know why we are into this. Son of man, cause Israel to know her abominations, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, the birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thy washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast came out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. When your mama had you, baby, she just spit you out and kept it moving, okay? And when I passed thee and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, whence thou wast in thy blood, live! Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. He told us to live, y'all. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. Thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thy hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Now, When I passed by thee and looked unto thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee. So what he do with us, y'all? He became one with us because he spread his skirt over thee. Look at this thing, y'all. This is important, y'all, for us to know how we are his children, how he claimed us to be his. Come on, read this with me. He said, and now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. We became his at that point. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee and anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with embroidered work and shod thee with badger skin. And I girded thee about with fine linen and I covered thee with silk. You see how he made us look, y'all? He gave us the finest. He clothed us with the finest. He said, I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands and chains on thy neck. See that? He put these things on us and caused us to be the beauty of the world, y'all. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, okay? And earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thou was thy debt. Thus was thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and embroidered works. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou was exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. Y'all hear this? How Yahweh made us look and what we trusted in. How he made us look. We trusted in the things. Come on, y'all. Read this with me. And thou renowned went forth into the heathen, among the heathen, for thy beauty. For it was perfect through thy comeliness, which I put upon thee, says the Lord God Yahweh. But thou didst trust in thy own beauty and played the harlot because of thou renowned. Because of what people were saying about us, because of what people were saying about us in the earth, you know? And pourest out thy fornications on everyone that passeth by, his it was. See what we did? See how other published news about us and we trusted in what others said about us, y'all? We trusted in our beauty. We trusted in the things Yahweh gave us, how he made us look. Why y'all think y'all want to dress up now and put gold everywhere? Because this is what he did. This is what we used to, y'all. You read what he did to us, how he made us look. This is what we're used to, even in where we are as a people now, even in our present day reality. This is why we like gold jewelry. This is why we like the best of the best. This is why we look the way that we do, how we deck ourselves out in all, you know, beautiful linen, and how we look, you know, different from everybody else, you know, because we're used to these things. This is how he made us look. So follow me, y'all. This is what we fail at. Because we trusted in our own beauty. We played the harlot. We went to everybody saying, yeah, look at us, look at us. Mm-hmm. We can make you just like us. Yeah, uh-huh. You know how we are as a people. We're boastful. We're braggadocious. We always like people to look at us. You know, look at me, look at me. I'm this, I'm that, you know. That's why we do each other like we do. So look at how we were as a people. And know why we fail. So anyway, it says, thou hast taken, let's see, no, let me go back up. And of the garment thou didst take, and decketh thy high places with divers colors, and played the harlot thereupon. And like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and my silver, which I had given thee, and made to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. And tooketh thy broidered garment and covered them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. So we gave what Yahweh gave us, what belonged to him, and we just gave it to men like it was nothing. We didn't appreciate what we had, y'all. We had the best. And we just gave it away like it was nothing. Like, wow, we didn't know. Wow. So anyway, it says, my meat also, which I gave them, gave thee, fine flour, oil, and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. Thus it was, saith to the Lord. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me. These hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? Look what we did. We sacrificed to idols. We still sacrificing to idols. And y'all better believe that our people coming up missing, our children, our women, you better believe some sacrifice is going on somewhere. These people are not being taken for nothing. Verse 21, thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. Come on, we did all these things, y'all. Followed after other people, took on their ways, followed after their gods. When we had our own true and living God, and we gave what belonged to him to others. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou was naked and bare, and was polluted in thy blood. Remember when he told us to live? We remember that, y'all. Wow. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, says the Lord God Yahweh, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee an high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke Yahweh, our heavenly Father, to anger. Behold, therefore I have stretched out my hand over thee and have diminished thy ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee. Remember all the ones that were left in the land in Psalms 83? Yeah. He says, he have delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee. Excuse me, I have a cold, you all. The daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd ways. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. We weren't even satisfied. In our whoredoms, y'all, playing the harlot. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornications in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea. Babylon, y'all, that's what we're under, this system of rulership. We're under our religion. And the rulership of everything is Babylonian, y'all. We're under Babylonian rulership in modern day Egypt, which we are the daughter of Babylon. That is what this is telling you. And yea, thou was not satisfied therewith. Now let's look at what's happened. When we went in and took the land that Yah told Joshua to pursue, overtake, and conquer all. We did all the things Yah warned us not to. You see the things that he said we just did? How he made us look and how we trusted in the things that he gave us? The beautiful things. All of these things that he gave us, y'all. That we trusted in these things, and then we even gave them away. The sacred things that Yahweh gave us, that was between us and him. Us and him. We had to go and share with the world. It wasn't ours to share with the world. It belonged to us and him. Y'all see how we messed up? Y'all see what happened? Come on, y'all. Let's get this. So, let's look at what happened, when we went in. So, Satan used sexual perversion as an equal employer of all people, okay? So, sexual perversion just don't hit us. It's what affects the whole world today. That's the sins of the Amorites, y'all. Okay, so these sins go from the highest office in the land, y'all, down to our everyday and personal relationship of our family living. So it affects us all, to our very families, you know? So we have people in our own families doing stuff to you know, our own children. You know, so these are the sins of the Amorites. And these Amorites lived in Canaan at the time. We weren't supposed to do what the Canaanites did. what these people who were in the land did. But we did that and more. So let's read what Joshua 9 says, the King James Version. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on the side of Jordan, which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valley, and in the coast of the great sea, over against Lebanon, the Hittites. See, these were the people in land, y'all. And I'm reading this to let y'all know how a trick was played on Israel so that some of these people would not suffer being killed. Because y'all said, kill it up everything in the land. Don't let none live. Okay? So this is how some of them got to stay in the land. So these were the people that were in the land. Okay? The Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel and with one accord. They tricked Joshua and the children because they did not want to be killed like the other nations of people were. And when the inhabitants, see, this wasn't all of those people, but these were the inhabitants that tricked Israel. Okay, so it says, and when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their asses, which were their donkeys, and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provisions was dry and moldy. So they tricked the people. They put on these clothes and they took old moldy bread and old wineskins to make it seem like they came from such a far, far away land when they were actually their neighbors, you know? And so they made it seem like they were from far away and that they didn't want to suffer, you know, what the nations of the land had to suffer because Yahweh was giving the land of Canaan, which is modern day Israel, to the children of Israel. So this is what they did, and this is how they got away with, you know, not being killed. So the children of Israel could not smote them. They couldn't kill them because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel and all the Lord God of Israel because of the way that they came to them. See, Joshua and the children did not go before Yahweh to find out if it was okay, you know, that these people, to let these people live. They just went in and just said, okay, since you did this to us, that in verse 21, they said, let them live and let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto the congregation and as of the princes had promised them. So Joshua called for them and he spake unto them saying, wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, we were far off from you when ye dwell right here among us. Now, therefore, ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be free from being bondsmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God, Yahweh. So that's who they are unto us today, even today. And when things flip over, these Canaanites will be our slaves, just as the word of Yahweh says. And it's not what I said. Just follow what the word of God says, because, you know, the children of Israel have people that will be servants to them. So Canaan is this people. So anyway, let's read what Leviticus 18, 1 through 30 says, though, about the sins of the Amorites and about, you know, the people who dwelt in Canaan and about the Canaanites who, you know, we weren't supposed to take upon, you know, the things that they did. We weren't supposed to take their gods. We weren't supposed to do what they did. We weren't supposed to marry their people, and they weren't supposed to marry ours. But it did happen. So let's see, you know, what made us to be even worse than, you know, the people that we are. So Leviticus 18:1-30. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinance. Okay, so Leviticus 20:1-24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever be he be of the children of Israel and of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that give any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among my people, because he have given his seed to Molech, to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. And don't think that these things are not happening nowadays, because they are. They are happening nowadays. And this is the problem, you know, with the people of who we are as the children of Israel and the people who are in the land. And I believe why our people are coming up missing, you know, because these sacrifices are being done even today. So Yahweh is uncovering the things that are being done, and they are being made, and we are being made aware of what's going on in the earth, y'all. Okay. And verse three. And I will set my face against a man and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. This is still Leviticus 20:1-24. Verse 4. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man which he giveth to his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, excuse me, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech and from among their people. So y'all realize, when y'all start running after all these, you know, people, you know, especially after this president, you know, any person who is wicked, who are doing wicked things, even these stars, you know, these entertainers, even these, you know, athletes, you know, those who have sold their souls, y'all run after these people talking about they great, they this, they that, you know, and they have to die now because they made pacts with Satan, you know, and y'all falling after these people. Come on, y'all. This ain't right. And Yahweh says that he's going to you know, kill y'all too. You know, that these things are not right. This is committing whoredom. You're not supposed to run after these people. He said he's going to cut you all off. You know, that you know, running after, you know, y'all making people y'all idols. Y'all not supposed to have idols. You know, you can have people that, you know, you look up to, you know, but these people are not supposed to be your idols. You're not supposed to follow after these people. You know, this is just wrong. All of this is wrong. So please know who you are making an idol, who you are putting before God, who you are looking to, running after, talking about, I want to be like him, or I want my son or my daughter to be like this person, to be like that person. No, this is committing whoredom in the earth. When we're not lining up according to God, when we're running after people and we're not trusting in God's word, or we're, you know, not doing the things that we are supposed to be doing, you know, to draw people to God and not to the things of this world, you know. So I told you last week that we are spirit people living in a flesh body, you know, having a natural experience in this flesh, love the things of the flesh. So running after people satisfies the things of this flesh. This is what the flesh, you know, goes after. So we can't satisfy this flesh. The spirit man must, you know, rule and be in control of our flesh man. So let's know what this is and put things in their right perspective. Okay, so it says, and the man, okay, so let's go to verse 5. And I will set my face against the man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against the soul, that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Y'all hear this? Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, Yahweh, y'all. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. For everyone that curseth his father and his mother shall surely be put to death. And he hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even that he committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Come on, y'all. These are the sins of the Amorites. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Verse 12. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness, and they shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, the wife and her mother, and that man. And there be no wickedness among, that there be no wickedness among you. Listen to this, y'all. These are the sins of the Amorites. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a man approach it unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman. No, it says, I got some things mixed up. If a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. And they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, and he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, her menstruation, y'all, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood. And both of them shall be cut off from among their people. These are the sins of the Amorites, y'all. Verse 19. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sin, nor thy father's sin, for he uncovered it. His near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. They shall bear their iniquity. And if a man lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, and they shall be childless. And if ye ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments to do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, the nations that I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, therefore I abhor them. Yahweh said he abhors these things. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it. A land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which ye have separated, which have separated you from other people. He says, I am the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people. Y'all see, we are separated. Yahweh has separated us from the rest of the world, just like no other people on the earth had to suffer the atrocities and afflictions of the 400 years prerequisite to be Israel. Y'all, we are the only ones who have suffered these 400 years and are still going through. This is what set us apart from the rest. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. But these are the sins of the Amorites that fell upon the nations of the earth, y'all, that we are going through. See, when we fell into this time that we're living in now, I've told you that this is Satan's rulership. This is his time to be God in the earth, to take as many people as he can. So that is why we are living in the realities that we are living in, and we're under Babylonian rulership, because this is what Satan chose for Esau's rule in the world. And again, when I mention Esau, then I have to go back to our progenitor's twin. Our progenitor is Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. So you have to go back to that story to know how all of this came about, where we fit into the scenario, and what is happening with us next, and what is happening to us as a people in the earth, to the nations of the people in the earth. And this Babylonian rulership, what we are under. Like Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been done is being done again. And we're waiting for the timing of all of this to be fulfilled in the earth, y'all. That's why from the highest office of the land, with the rulership of Rome, who Satan is over, you know, Satan is the ruler of all of this. That's why these, you know, Rome took over the church, y'all. And that's why this pedophileness was instituted in the church. That's why, you know, this wickedness is at the top, and it has filtered down to our very families. It has entered our very families. So there's nothing new under the sun, and what has happened before is happening again, is the point that I am making. And with Judges 3:1-6, these nations were left in the land to test Israel. We were not supposed to partake of what the Canaanites and the nations that belonged to Canaan that Yahweh had given us, the children of Israel, y'all. We weren't supposed to do what they did, but we did. And we are the result. We are the living result of those punishments. And this world is the living reality of what was happening back in Bible times. This is still Bible times today. This is still a Bible story we are living out. So, the very same nations that were left in the land of Canaan were our enemies. And we can find this in Psalms 83. So let's read about it. Keep not silent, O God. Hold thy peace. And be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemies made a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They lifted up their heads, y'all. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. That's who we are. They named us. They renamed us Negroes, y'all. Negroes. So by them renaming us Negroes, we're not entitled to our inheritance. Do y'all get that? Do y'all see that? Once we are renamed and once we are separated, just like the nations of Canaan did to us, they separated us from our name. And the names of Israel, they separated us from their name. And verse 4 says that they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. So when it's associated with us as the people, there's no remembrance of us being Israel. We don't even know that we were Israel. So verse 5 says that they consulted together with one consent, that they confederated against us. They came together, y'all, and the tabernacles of Edom, who is Esau, and the Ishmaelites, who is the true Arabs, the black people, who is Hagar, and they mention Hagar here. Hagar was Ishmael's mom, who is Abraham's son, who is our eldest brother, y'all, who's Jacob's eldest brother. So, you know, and they were a wild donkey of a man. They didn't even care about their brothers. That's why they allowed the Ottoman Turk to come in. And that's why today the nations are as they are now, you know, and that's why Satan was allowed to go before the whole earth and deceive the whole earth as to who the true children are. All of this was done to disguise who we are. You know, we are the hidden ones. We are not Negroes. We are not who the world says we are. We are the Israelite. We are the Hebrew people. So as I said, that they confederated against us, the tabernacles of Edom, Ishmaelite, the Moabs who are Moabites, who have this thing now talking about, you know, they come together and they say that, you know, we are Moabites. And if you come under their allegiance of being Moabites in the earth, you know, you are taking yourself from being an inheritor of God's promise. Because we are the true children. We have an inheritance. We're not Moabites. We're not none of these people. If you see Psalms 83, it tell you we are not none of these people. So don't go signing yourselves up to be, you know, who these people saying, oh, we are Moabites. We are this and we are that. We are not Muslim. We are not none of these people, y'all. We are Hebrew people who are Israelite. And we are going to see how Yahweh, you know, tells the world, shows the world who his true children are. But as I said in Psalms 83, it tells you who the nations are, you know, the Philistines, the Jabal, Ammon, Amaleks, the Amaleks who were the giants, the Philistines, and the inhabitants, with the inhabitants of Tyre and Asher and the children of Lot. All these people were against us. All of these people are Canaan. So we wonder why some of our people act the way that they do, even though the scripture says that they have drunk the wine of the cup of wrath, which is the cup of staggering. That's what we're under, y'all. That's why we're staggering. That's why we look the way we do, you know? That's why we look crazy, you know? So some of these people are Canaan who are mixed with us. They bring with them their own mentality that seems to hate their fellow black man, even within their own families. You know, that's why we can have some of us who can go against us, who be like an Uncle Tom, who be like, you know, those people who went and told the enemy of where we are, who we are, you know, how we could be found. You know, they turn us in. They go against their own because they're Canaanites among us, y'all. All us black folks ain't the same. So the black folks that came through the transatlantic slave trade are drunk with a cup of wrath going through this punishment. It makes us look weak, crazy, disorganized, with a lack of unity, like we're overly sexual, dysfunctional people. You know, just to name a few of the things that affect us as a people, y'all. You know, it may appear that some of our people look morally bankrupt, you know, with the way that we are living our lives, y'all. Come on. A lot of us suffer from some form of PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, just living in these black urban communities, you know, and the things that have been done to us ever since slavery has happened to us, you know, ever since we were snatched from our land and brought into this, to the places that we were brought, you know. So, and it's no concern, you know, that we tear down our own race within our own race, you know, that we have black on black crime, that and our women and our girls who are coming up missing, you know, and that the music that's on the radio nowadays, you know, I mean, this music talk about killing and robbing and talk about, you know, glorifying, you know, taking various drugs like mollies and different things and crime. Y'all, come on. You know, this ain't us as a people, but our music, we are the only ones who make music like this. Do y'all hear other nations of people making this type of music? Talking about bang, bang, you know, killing people, you know, talking about gangs. And come on, y'all. It's some Canaanites among us, and we need to kick them out and kick out this mindset of being stiff-necked and hard-hearted, you know? And, also, how men talk about our women, calling them bitches and hoes and thoughts. And I mean, what the what? Come on, y'all. You know, it's no respect. Where's the respect? You know, back in the 60s and 70s, the 50s, 60s and 70s, we had a form of respect. We dressed with fullness and wholesomeness. It was a wholesomeness about us, y'all. Even with these crazy people among us, we still have something about ourselves. You know, our women dressed modest. They weren't uncovered like they are now today. They, you know, even with being covered up the way that they dress, they still had sex appeal about them. You know, our race is being destroyed from within and without. And we are allowing it. We are on this ship going down, y'all. We are going down. You know, yeah, about the Moors. I'm glad you brought that up, Dara. That okay, Moors are considered black people, y'all. Not that the Moors are Moabites. See, some of these people, okay, the Moabites are coming around saying that they are Moors, that they are Lot's people. You know, as you can see, I already read to you in verse 6 of Psalms 83. I told you that Moab is a part of the people who hate us. We are not Moabites, y'all. They hate us. They were a part of the people in the land trying to, you know, kill us, make us not a people at all. You know, so they are partly responsible for us not being associated with our name, Israel. So there's something wrong with this picture, y'all, that nobody is standing up for what's going on with these demonic attacks on our people. Nobody is standing up. We are not standing up as a people. We all need to come together and stand up. If we don't stand for ourselves, who gonna stand for us? Y'all, our people are the only people who are incarcerated and given astronomical sentencing times. Something's wrong with this picture, y'all. There's a greatness about us. There's something about us that the enemy wants to destroy us. Not only do Satan want to take as many people to hell with him as he can claim, but he wants to destroy us as a people so we won't come into our inheritance. So these atrocities and afflictions have hardened the hearts of other races of people. When they look at us, they think that Genesis 9 and 25 is true, that we are Canaan, y'all. They think that we are justified, you know, that it is justified, you know, with the way that we are being treated. That's why, you know, that when they look at us, they don't have a heart of you know, they don't have a heart for us, a heart of compassion, because they think that this is what is supposed to happen to us. But they don't know that we are mislabeled as a people. And that, you know, because of the power structure that's under Satan, that this was allowed to happen to Yahweh's children. But we must wake up and we must know that we are a special people. We are a special group, that we are not like other people, that even with the Gentiles being grafted in. See, Satan has gone out and he has told the whole world that we are people that we are not. He has made us Gentiles. He has made God's chosen children the Gentiles. And yes, we should follow the scriptures because it is our warfare weapons for such a time as this. It was the only thing left to us for us to know how to get out of what we're into. So, and I'm answering Dava's questions as we're going along. And yeah, Dava, I like for you to give me these questions because, yes, we as a people need to know who we are, why we are like we are, and what's yet to still happen with us and where Yahweh has taken us, you know, as a people, and that we are not Gentiles and that we are not who the world says that we are, and that we need to study the word of God so we'll know who we are. And the King James Version of the Bible, I'm going to tell y'all like this. I know a lot of y'all say, oh, well, we're not a religious people. We don't believe in the Bible. Well, you passing up your opportunity of knowing how to fight this fight that we done fell into. You ain't going to use their weapons to defeat them. So I don't understand how y'all think that scripture is not, you know, it's not to be followed. I don't understand how you all think that, you know, that Jesus, which I'm learning Jesus is the Greek word, is the Greek name, and that Yahshua is the Hebrew name, which I prefer to call the Hebrew name, Yeshua, that Yeshua is true. He's the first fruit from among us, that Yahweh left him to follow him, that we are to follow his way, Yahweh's way in the earth to get back to him. So if you all can't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to keep teaching this thing the way Yahweh left me to teach, for us to know how to come back to being who we are and how to be the people he taught us to be, that we are the original lawgivers and that we must line up according to the word of God for our lives, and that we can know that, you know, the things that have happened to us, that we are a set apart people. We're not like the rest of the people in the earth. We're totally different. We cannot do what other people in the earth do. We are held to a higher standard. We can to different parameters, y'all. We are manifestors. And by being a manifestor, you are responsible for, you know, manifesting good or evil in the earth, y'all. It's still your choice who you prefer to be. If you want to live for God, of Yahweh, or if you want to live for Satan. And if you choose to live for yourself, I already told you, you're choosing to live for Satan. So what did you say, Darva? You said, so we're not black or Negroes. We are Israelites or Hebrew. And you are right. We are Hebrew people who are Israelite. We are not Africans. We are from the continent of Africa. We were given the land of Canaan. And we are the modern, we are the true Israelite. Okay? So yes, that is for clarification, Darva, of who we are as a people. So as I was saying, we are manifestors. We were given a gift, you all. We are manifestors. There are only 144,000 of us who can get this word and who are spiritual warfare warriors who are fighting for the rest of us, y'all. Because, as I said, in our present day reality, we're waking up to knowing that we fell into a reality where we are in a spiritual war and we have to know how to fight with the weapons of warfare that we were given. So when we learn to fight with the scriptures that we were given, y'all, which is our sword, our spiritual sword in the earth, so we can wreak some havoc on Satan's kingdom. Because his kingdom is fallen. We're at the end of a thing. And we are to know who we are. So please, let's learn how to manifest who we are in the earth. Now that we have come to the end of another broadcast of Eyes Can See, I want you to enjoy this weekend. But remember that Saturdays, y'all, is the day that is designated as a day of rest by Yahweh, y'all. This is our day of rest, not Sunday. So we are going to have to get back to that day, because there will come a time in the earth where the law that Constantine made back in 324, where he desecrated the day of Sunday as being the day of rest of Satan, that day is going to come back around again, a day of rest. I mean, the day of rest, which is Sunday, which is the day that the Vatican is going to put forth as a day that we all have to come to worship. So you all remember that Saturday is the designated day by Yahweh, our day of rest, y'all. That is our Sabbath. So let's learn to be silent before him on that day. Give him some time to hear what he is saying to us as a people, and let's develop our one-on-one relationship with him. So I'm going to leave you all with that. And thank you, you guys, for tuning in and listening. And remember to share this message so that all of us may come to who we are as a people and whose we are. Goodbye for now.